very special guest on the phone, somebody who has done something that's never been done before, and it's going to happen March 7th and 8th, and I want to welcome to the show Nabil Najjar. Hi, Nabil.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. You're the longest-serving board member of the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, tell us what's... I read the article in the paper the other day. Tell us what you've achieved, and it happened so fast, and tell us what's going on. This is very special.
Well, I thought of this idea about, I would say, 6 months ago, and with gay marriages being legalized all over the country, I thought, what a great way to introduce something to the United States Tennis Association, same-gender couples participating in tennis tournaments all over the country,
right?
And being able to play on the same court with your significant other, your husband or wife, and wife can play together.
Right.
And we introduced this idea to the United States Tennis Association, and they approved it, and it has spread like wildfire all over the media.
And, I'm reading the article. You had no idea. You didn't think it would be this fast, this easy. I mean, the U.S. Tennis Association accepted this right away, right?
There were a few loops that they had to get through. They talked to their attorneys, and basically what it came down to is you have husband and wife competing on the same court all over the U.S.,
right.
Why not do the same thing for same-gender couples?
So, yeah, so you'll have husbands and wives playing, and it's going to be sanctioned by the U.S. Tennis Association.
Correct. Not only sanctioned by the USTA, but also sanctioned by the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance, and we're going to incorporate these divisions all over the country in all of our tournaments.
Now, very important, and you could correct, the first place in the world that this is happening is Palm Springs.
Of course. No one is doing this, and we are the first to host such an event.
Right.
We're very honored and thrilled, and it's history in the making as far as sports is concerned.
Now, so when is this going to happen, and tell how people can come and watch and, you know, be part of history?
It's going to happen at Plaza Racquet Club in Palm Springs.
Right.
Kurt Hegstrom runs the club, and he's the co-director as well.
Right. Yeah.
And it's free to the public, and anyone that's interested in tennis can come and watch, as well as if you are a tennis player and you have a significant other, if you're domestic partners or legally married, you are welcome to participate as well.
Okay, that's going to be March 7th and 8th, right?
Correct.
So what are you looking for people to play? Are you looking for, you know, husbands and wives to play?
Of course, this is a pilot tournament for the USTA, and once we get a good turnout participation in the event, they are looking to have it as a national event. And to have a national tournament at the USTA level is huge for the GLBT community.
That's right. Will you be playing with your partner?
Yes, I will. He's a total beginner, but for me, it's a thrill to be on the court with him. I'm not sure what the turnout is going to be, but what's interesting is Mary Carrillo on Tennis Channel said if husbands and wives can get on a court and play competitively and argue, why not husband and husband, wife and wife?
Yeah, and she must have a wife, Mary Carrillo.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, because it looks like she does her hair with a Floby. No, she's very good with sports, but you can tell she's a little tough, Mary Carrillo. All right, well, that's
exactly.
Great. Now, how long have you been playing tennis?
I've been playing tennis since I was 16. I'm 50 years old. I'm actually a tennis pro and coach, so it's part of my life, and I'm just thrilled to be able to do this with my partner.
I think it's great, and you were a professional tennis player, and you were very successful, right?
At the tournament level, yes, did not quite make it to the big leagues, but I get by on the court.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you know, Kevin and I are trying to get into the big leagues. It's a struggle. I understand it. Okay, this is March 7th and 8th. It's the Palm Springs Domestic Partner Doubles sanctioned by the U.S. Tennis Association at the Plaza Racquet Club in Palm Springs. Is there a number or a website people could go to if they want to find out more?
Yes, they can go to glta.net.
Right.
Or they could visit deserttennis.us,
right.
And actually, the best thing to do is call Plaza Racquet Club at 760-323-8997.
Okay, 760-323-8997. This is March 7th and 8th, and it's open to the public for free. But if you want to play and you have a husband, you're a guy, and if you're a lady and you have a wife, join in, folks. And this is a great thing that you've done. So congratulations, Nabil. It's good to hear from you again.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Nabil. See, that's it.
That's a good event.
That you and Laszlo, when you get married, can play.
That's not happening.
Oh, yeah, well.
I'm not a good tennis player.
I used to be good, but then you get older and your knees hurt.
I was good at hitting the ball up against the garage.
No, seriously, I was a good tennis player.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, but then I haven't played in a while. You know, we have tennis courts in my beautiful condo community, and I bought new tennis racquets. Remember I said that I can't believe they don't have wooden rackets anymore? Because I bought, you know.
right?
They really don't
have wooden rackets anymore?
No.
Huh.
Yeah. I know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because the tennis racket, I used to hit the ball up against the garage, you know, because I was just an only child when I was little.
And not very popular in the neighborhood because he was such a snotty little kid.
I was super popular in the neighborhood.
Well, sure, you had a trampoline and a pool. Why do you think your parents looked at you and you said something and your father said, we better build a pool and get a trampoline. This kid will make no friends.
Remember I told you there was a girl that lived next to me. She was from Lithuania and her name was Baruda.
Yeah, Baruda was a good friend.
Baruda was my good friend.
Yeah, so instead of hitting the tennis ball against the wall, why don't you hit it against Baruda? Was she fat?
Not at all.
But you see, wouldn't you think that's a name for a fat person?
Baruda?
Yeah.
It's an interesting name, that's for sure.
And she was from Lithuania?
Yes.
Yeah, Baruda.
Well, she was born in the United States, but her parents were definitely Lithuanian.
Did you eat at their house and they had Lithuanian food?
I hung out at her house a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you then?
Elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just see you. Did you knock on the front door and say, hey, is Baruda home? How would you spell Baruta? B-E-R-U-T-A?
I think it's B-I-R-U-T-E. Baruta. Baruta?
Oh, it's a beautiful name. Baruta. The way you do it. The way I do it, it sounds like somebody that sleeps in an alley. Have you seen Baruta? Down and out in the alley again.
I should look her up on Facebook, but I have no idea what her last name is.
Schwartz. Baruta Schwartz.
I don't think so.
Oh, because that initials would be BS.
Like Britney Spears.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So do we know what time our surprise guest is calling?
Yeah.